So I'm in my car in front of my house.
What's wrong in the house?
I have kids.
Ah.
Okay. So, so I guess we're doing further than Gemara, right? So we're on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. On the, what, like the seventh line. Amarava. So, Kapso Umes Barav Potter. So, if you tie a guy up and he dies from hunger, so you're Potter. Okay, why? Rashi. It says, Divisha Shekapso Ein Kan Davar Hariga. Right, when you tied him up, there was no no killer. Ve'rov me'elav, and the hunger comes on its own. Ve'holeich v'chazak l'achazman, and he gets stronger and stronger after time. Tal Shah, every moment. Ve'lo dami l'mitam se'em v'mayim u'ba'or, de'ahorig mizuman. Because by the R and the Mayim, the killer was like present, prepared, was there. The water was the killer, the fire was the killer. But here, the hunger isn't the killer, there was hunger. The hunger is yet to come. Question is I guess just a pshat question, is Rashi, let's say the guy was already kind of hungry. You know? Like, does Rashi mean talking about where the guy was like, you know, just ate a meal and he's not hungry, or does it even mean if he was already a little hungry?
It just sounds like it's a matter of prolonged versus, like, you know, immediate, because it's like mezuman, you know?
Right, so what, how do you answer the question? Practically?
No, saying the fact that he's hungry would be relevant. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant, okay.
I think it'd be relevant.
Okay, fine. Let's that would be better, right? We certainly, we don't want to limit the case. So that's fine. Let's assume that. Okay, fine. So far, so good. Okay? I mean, there's a certain sense to this. I mean, maybe we'll define it a little bit, but I mean, there's a certain sense to this, right? Then it says, Ve'amar Rava Kapso Bechama Umeis, if you tie him up in the sun, and he dies, Betzina Umeis, you tie him in the cold and he dies. Chayav. Then you're chayav. Okay. Fine. Sof chama lavo. Sof tzina lavo. Father. So if you tie him up, Rashi. Keloma. In lo hoysa sham chama. Bisha asha kapso. If there is no sun at the time that you tie him up. I will soak lava come, but it's going to come there. As is there, lo yachalamot, and he can't get up. There's sofa lamas, and he's going to end up dying because the sun is going to end up coming. That, I mean, it's not here yet, but I mean, he's tied up, so I mean, the sun's going to come. Shiloh, so he's father anyway, Shiloh, yahorek, nizuman, leariga. The killer isn't prepared for killing. Not really there. Killer isn't there. The grama, I mean, the sun existed, but it wasn't really the killer. I mean, it wasn't there. It wasn't in his face, so to speak. The grama, and it's a cause. Ve'in dimon masa lebezin el shamayim. So your din isn't given over to bezin, but to el shamayim. And of course, you're, like we talked yesterday, you're a murderer, you're a guilty guy. But it means, like, in terms of that's not masa lebezin. Bezin is where you have my tzitzikon. This is like a grandma. In Iraq, you put him here. You knew what was going to happen later, but there's like, it's just called causative. Okay. Yeah, look at Tosos. Kotzel meis barav. It says, the little one. Afilu hayirav far, v'shah shakotzel. Even if he was already hungry when you tied him up, even in lo hayam chazek al harav lo hayamei. Since if the hunger would not get stronger, he wouldn't die. he wouldn't die, have a lay sof rav lava. So it's like the hunger is yet to come. Like just like the sof, the sun is going to come. The lo dami lakavta b'chama. Not like tying him up in the sun. Shekvar napal av chama shiroi lomasta. Because he already has the sun that's ready to go. That the sun is ready to go. Yeah, why? Why don't you say that the sun has to get stronger? And the sun, no, it's not going to kill now. It's going to take a few hours. Same way the hunger is going to take a few hours. Right? Like, that's, I guess, the question here. What's the difference? Why don't you say, sun, like, I guess you have three cases here. The sun is really already out. The sun is going to come, and then the hunger. What you're saying is like the sun is going to come. The hunger is not there now. It can't kill now. Someone have a question? Can someone formulate a question? I mean, we have to make sense of these cases. Can someone formulate a specific question? Oh, well, I see Matt's online.
Alright. Okay, come on.
You're taping, right? Another Yuna?
Yeah.
Next with the sun, if the sun is not out, you're potter. If the sun is out, you're chayev.
Well, I'm not sure if it's out, but right, if the sun is on him, I don't know if it means the sun is out. It seems like it has to really be like on him. It's like if he's in the shade and the sun is gonna come, you know, it doesn't matter that it's daytime, but it seems like if the sun is on him, if he's in the sun, so then the sun, then basically you tie him up in the sun, then you're chayev. But if you tie him up in a place where there is no sun, then the sun, but you know the sun is gonna come there. So then it's the vata, because that's like a grama. But the hunger, by the hunger, you say that he's always he's always vata. Because the hunger is not if you have to come. I mean, but he could already be hungry, and mitosis said he's already hungry.
What about Rashi? Were you saying that Rashi was saying that he's not already hungry? I mean, even if he was hungry, he'd still be putter or not?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
I thought he was saying that if he was hungry, he would be chayev. Because, like, he says, the mishasha kufso ain kan davar hariga. So there's no different lashon, like whether he's hungry now, hungry later. I'm saying.
Right.
And also, like, I don't know if you can necessarily say this, but it seems like Tosfos was, like, seems like he was responding to that point, if that's possible. And even though he doesn't say like he quotes Rashi, but.
Right, I know. And it's not clear, right?
Yeah.
Not clear. Why don't we? How about let's do some more shots? Because the further on, there's my focus about this point. But let's just do some shot here. Does anyone object? Does anyone have any questions? Any pointed questions?
You could ask in terms of just formulating the question.
Yeah, those cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, Calvin's talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, that you can just say, what's the difference? How's it any more of a grama one way or the other in the sun case? Either way, it seems like superficially it's the same kind of grama. You can care that it's on him now or not. That question you mean? Like,
right, but on the other hand, it seems to be because it's mitzamtzem. I mean, because of the phenomenon of mitzamtzem, which we set down, that if you put a guy in a killing guy using the force of nature. So if the thing is there, then it seems to be saying, then you could say that you're using the force of nature.
Okay.
And putting him in the sun is like putting him underwater or putting him in, you know what I mean? But that's if the thing is there, is that your maisa is putting him in the sun. Not there, then your mice isn't doing anything.
I see.
And I think that's right. I mean, it's a little bit far up.
Yeah. I see. Right.
Good question, right? That's the answer here. Yeah, Matt?
Didn't we say that, like, it's not like using the forces of nature per se, it's just like there's a phenomenon of a guy, like, using his das to kill a person? Right. Like his makshava. So isn't this, like, the same, shouldn't this be the same thing? Like, wouldn't we have said that we would have thought this was Chayev, because like a guy's made a calculation that the sun's going to be here in an hour. So I don't feel like being here in an hour, so I'll tie him up now and let the sun take care of it, you know?
Right. I mean, yeah, okay, good question. I mean, that's, I guess, what we have to explain. Right, I hear you. And apparently, that's not true. It's not saying any time you use, like, there is such a thing as grama. Like, even if you say mitzvah to mitzvah, it doesn't mean there's no such thing as grama by killing. It's direct. Like, if you hire a hitman, you don't say that you're using your machshava to kill the guy. Seems like somehow your machshava could render it into a maisa of killing. But if there's, like, just putting the time guy up in the shade, you could argue it's a maisa of killing. It's just, yeah, you're true using your machshava, but you still need to have a maisa or tzifa, you know? Something like that. I mean, we have to spell it out a little bit.
Rabbi V?
Yeah.
So, it seems like, by me, it's not saying the chiddush was that this can be considered your maaser tzicha, even though you technically are not the killer, and we're still going to attribute the character of fatal to you because man with machshava utilizes forces of nature to kill someone. So by regular killing, a man doing it himself, there is grama. So it would be the same thing by mitzamtzim.
What do you mean by regular killing as grama?
Like, if I set up a,
Oh, you mean the grama's potter?
Yeah. So it's going to be the same, meaning all Mitzamtim did was say that even though I technically am not the killer and the force of nature killed him, they just made it equal to a regular killer. So just like a regular Maaser Tzicha, when the guy does the Hakka, a grama is going to be potter, so too by Mitzamtim is going to be potter. Now, it's going to be, it seems like whatever... Per definition, the regular case of killing is going to have that. Why grama is potter is going to be the same thing here.
Right. It's like the mitzamtzim is it's defining it as a maisa of using a force of nature to kill a guy is a maisa ratzicha. But that's why he says like the horig is mizuman, means it's like prepared, it's present. It means is like there is a force of nature there, and you are doing an action of manipulating the force of nature to kill a guy. That's defined as maaser ratzicha. That's what Mitzamtzim is telling you. Using like an action of yours, which involves an action of using the force of nature, is defined as maaser ratzicha. That's machshava. That defines that action as maaser ratzicha. Because you're doing an action of using the force of nature against him to kill him. But that's if there is a force of nature there. But if you tie him up in the shade, because you know what's going to happen later, your maisa isn't using a force of nature. Your maisa is tying him up in the shade. Only about shade, which kills the guy. There's no force of nature even. But it's just that you're doing a maisa which will cause later that the force of nature will come along and kill him. You're not using it. If it's not mizuman, if there's no already presence, you can't say you're using the force of nature. Your action isn't involved using the force of nature. Your action is not doing nothing. It's just setting up a situation whereby the force of nature will come later and kill him. You have to be directly engaged in the force of nature, and then you can say it's your maisa. Rechaim, that's what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Does anyone object to that? Matt?
Sounds pretty good.
Okay, but we still don't understand exactly the hunger. I mean, the hunger is a little bit... that's the sun. I mean, it seems like the sun, that makes sense. If the sun is there, you could say you're doing an action of using the force of nature. If the sun isn't there, then you're not using it. You're not doing an action of using the force of nature. Then you just cause. But by the hunger, it's not so easy to see. I mean, especially if the guy's already hungry. So, I mean, do you say this, like, it's hard to understand altogether. It's like, what's the deal with hunger? Like, is the hunger a force of nature? Like, is the hunger a force of nature? See, this is hard to understand. It's not exactly the same thing, no? I mean, what are you using the force of nature called hunger to kill him? Right? I mean, how do you understand? I mean, how would you think about it?
What are you asking exactly with that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, how does this fit into the picture? I'm not really asking questions. Then we have to have to analyze how the hunger fits into the picture here. Is it really a parallel case? Is it the same case? Is it
the only difference is that it's not that you're putting him into a state in which he can't survive, is that you know that a person has certain needs, that if you prevent them from pursuing, then you'll kill them. But it's more like deprivation as opposed to like imposing a state on them, whether it be hunger or water, heat or water or whatever. But I mean, it's still manipulating the forces of nature.
Ruben Fader.
Yeah.
Could you say that in order for your Misa to be defined as a Misa Hariga, then the forces that will lead to death have to be present at the time where you're doing your Misa? So right. When you time up in front of the sun, right, your Misa can be imbued with that the character of Hariga, because the sun, the force that will kill him is there. But the Rav, it only comes about later on.
Right. Right. I mean, you're not, like, you're just tying him up. You're not using a force. There's no, like, object which you're manipulating to kill him. You're not putting him in the sun. You're not putting him in the hunger. There's no kill. You're kind of just tying him up, and then there's the state of hunger, which comes about later, and the state of hunger who ends up killing him. Right? I mean, it's the state of hunger is coming about. That's, I think, what Ratzos means. It's like self-tamalava. I mean, the killer is the hunger. But he's not exactly hungry now. Let's see. Let's go further. I think this is going to be a machlokas. I think there's two ways to look at this thing. But the Gemara has a machlokas. So I think we're better off going a little further. Okay? So it says like this. Let me just turn on the light here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it says like this. So the Gemara says, now we're going to jump over some of this stuff. We'll read the cases, but I mean, we're going to have to analyze each of these in turn. But there's a case at the bottom of the Amud. The case is really relevant to this. But we might as well, instead of jumping, might as well just go straight, just to see what's happening here. So it says, Amar Rava, Kapsalot Ne'ari, if you tie him up in front of a lion, Pater. You're Pater. Right? So that's not clear. I mean, you would have thought that would be a problem, right? I think. I don't know. What would you have thought if you tie him up in front of a lion?
It depends what the case is. Is it that he's already in front of a lion and you tie him up there, or is it that he's not in front, you tie him up and bring him in front of a lion?
Sounds like there's a lion there and you tie him up in front of him.
There's a lion there, and he basically, in theory, would be able to run away, but you tie him up.
Right, you should be chayav for that.
That right. Should be like the sun, right? I mean, the sun's a killer, the lion's a killer. You're tying him up in front of a lion. Right? I mean, the lion's like a force of nature, it would seem. You're tying him in front of the lion.
Rabbi Fader?
Yeah.
I see it as being different than the sun.
Why?
Because there's a certain range where you cannot run away from the lion anymore. And like this is just based on like Rashi's comment.
Let's read Rashi. Rashi's funny. He says, even if you weren't tied up, you wouldn't be able to save yourself from the ring, from the lion. But that's hard to understand what he means. I mean, why not? Maybe you'd be able to run away. And I mean, if you're not able to run away, then altogether, what are you doing to the guy? I mean, he basically can't run away. He's in front of the lion anyways. Even if he wasn't tied up, he can't get away. So, of course, you're not really doing anything. It's hard to understand the Rashi. Rashi's very difficult. I mean, what could be Rashi is bothered by the problem is that the guy basically is a free man. He's about to walk away from the lion, and you just tie him up in front of a lion, then why is that different than tying him up in the sun? I mean, it's a phenomenon of being in front of a lion, and you're tying him in front of a lion, so why don't you say you're using the lion to kill him? I mean, it sounds like Rashi's not trying to address that, but he's saying it's because, look, he couldn't have gotten away anyways. I mean, why couldn't he have gotten away anyways? Who said so? This is difficult. I mean, let's leave this because, I mean, this is its own analysis. I don't want to get too, we have to take this in its own turn, but this is difficult. Okay? David, is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess, but.
Alright. You were going to say, David? Tavel, you wanted to say something? You understand the Rashi?
I thought I had a decent thing for explaining that, but if you want to leave it aside, I'm fine.
Let's leave it aside.
All right, fine. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of different things here. I mean, I really want this. I want to go through this and get some shots. But these are the problems. And then it says, "Let's make yitushim chayim." But if you tie them up in front of bugs, what are yitushim? Mosquitoes, bugs, ants, I think, right? Tie them up in front of ants, you're chayim. Okay. Fine. So lion not, but ants, yeah. Funny, right? Rashi Amar Afilus Neitush and Nami Pater. Even if you're talking in front of an ant, you're Pater. Hani Ozli Vani Ofter. Rashi. Below me, Slide Neitush and Rishon, 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 Because you tied him up in front of the first group of ants. But I mean, that first group of ants isn't what killed him. It's new ants, which came later, which killed him. So you're just the grandma. So you did, right? You didn't put them in front of ants. I mean, you put them in front of the sun. It's the same sun. But ants, they're a different ant. Right? So that's my cloak. So we're going to have to define that also. Right? Okay, further. Idmar. Kapha alav giga. Kapha alav maziva. So you put like a... Gigas is like a bath or something. You put like a bathtub over him. And you seal it with like clay, or maziva is like plaster, right? Plaster. You seal it up. And Rashi says, it remains to heaven, and you die from the heat. So you seal them up inside some sort of a thing, and you end up dying of the heat. Okay? So what's the halacha? So Rava v'Revizera, Chadam Rachai v'Chadam Rapata. Machloka. Oh, Rashi says, Shapar alav maziva. Okay, or you put a place of Zel Yoshem and Fasa Sham Hatina. Zel Yoshem. There's other guys already in the thing, but you just put plaster on it. So, and the cold comes in. Fatasha, Urik Bala Akhazman. So it's the same case. So it's the same idea, basically. And you put him in this thing and he dies either from the cold, the heat, or the cold comes along. Fine. So the machloka is whether the heat or the cold that comes later. The question is, the machloka is a five-way pata for that case. So the Gemara says, the staim the Rabbi Zeru Damar Pata. I'm sorry. The staim the Rabbi Zeru Damar Pata. It says, I'll prove to you that Rabbi is the one, because again, if the machloka is Rabbi and Rabbi Zeru, we don't know who holds what. So I'll prove to you that it's Rabbi who holds your pata. How do you know? Damar Rabbi comes so mace for Rabbi Pata. But he says it should be the same thing as the hunger. Same thing as the hunger. Rava says he lines up and then he gets hungry about there. So the same thing if you put him in this thing, it should be part of there. Okay. So the Gemara seems to be equating this case, the case of the hunger. Okay. So maybe let's look at Tosfos. Okay. That's what it tells us. Those are the Kafal of Giga. Okay, Kafal of Giga. So he kind of starts comparing all the cases. So he says, what's the deal with the Giga? And you put him in the bath. So he says, Lo dummy, let's sow Kama lava. Let's sow Tina lava. So on the surface, that's what you would have thought. You would have thought it means it's not hot right now. It's going to get hot. Right? So that should be the same thing as the case where the sun or the cold is going to come. And those are openly, those are Pater. Right, those are Pater. Right? So everybody says, no, it's not like those cases. The Hossam Leka Chama Vatina Klal. Because in those cases, there was no sun. Or there was no cold at all. It wasn't cold at all. There was no sun. The sun was now. It's the shade. The little Maskel Baby Shaita. And it didn't yet start. The moment you tied him up, there was no sun. You didn't start. The sun didn't start yet. But in the case of the Gigas, the heat, the second you close them up, the heat is there, it builds up slowly, 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 but the heat is already there. It just takes time to build. Lo dami nami lakasta bahama vatina. He says it's not similar to the case where you actually tie him up in the sun either. Because the asam kvar asu alami kodem chama vatina sheesh bain kvelam. Because then the sun, you already had sufficient heat that it was fatal, that it would kill. You tied him up in the sun, the heat of the sun is boiling hot. But here, when you put him in a halacha, here, the heat now is minimal. Not enough heat to kill, but it's building up. So it's building up. So it's like an in-between case. Case where the sun is yet to come, so right now it's not hot at all. Case where it's already hot, so it's already boiling. It's already hot. So it's already could kill. Here, it's like it's already there, but it has to, quantitatively, it has to build up. Has to build up. So he says, the dummy lakufso berav. It's similar to the case where you tie him up in the hunger. Shekvar yesh rav mas, because there's already a little bit of rav, there's already a little bit of hunger. It's tamid mishazik, and it's getting stronger and stronger. Right?
Yeah, but aren't you putter there?
Well, Rava says you're putter. That's what the Gemara says, is that that Rava, there's machlokas here, if I ever potter. So Rava, who holds your potter by the hunger, is gonna say a potter by this also, because it's the same thing. But Rabbi Zera, presumably, who's saying your chayav here, is gonna say a chayav by the hunger as well. Right. So saying that case is a machloka. So that's why I wanted to read this Gemara further, because it's saying this hunger deal. This hunger thing is not so clear-cut. It's machlokas. It's right, because it's proving that Rava's the one who's saying putter by the giga, by the tab, because he says you're putter by the hunger. So apparently they're the same thing. And if you'd say that you're chayev by the giga, then you'd say chayev by the hunger. And so apparently you have machlokas here, by the case of the hunger, and by the case of the gigas, which are both of them that you basically are putting him in a state where currently the state of the killer, so to speak, already exists a little bit, but it has to build up. See, I guess when you tie him in the sun is a killer. I mean, the sun is boiling hot. Now, of course, the guy, it takes time for him to succumb to the heat of the sun. The sun is a killer always. You're in the heat, the boiling sun. Sun is really always a killer. Sufficient heat to kill a guy. It takes time. Fine. So just like water. I mean, water kills a guy underwater, but it may take a minute or two or whatever. The sun may take longer than that, but the thing is, the sun is really a killer. Now, and if you put him in the shade, then it's not a killer at all. There's no killer altogether. But when you put him in this in his tub, so there is heat. There is some heat, and the heat is intensifying. Just like when you tie him up in the hunger. He's in a state of hunger, but the hunger is intensifying. Okay?
So how is it different from when you tied him up in the sun?
In the sun, because the sun is the killer. The sun is very hot, and the sun is sufficient heat to kill right now.
Oh, I understand, but... okay, fine.
In here, nothing's changing. What changes by the sun is he just has to stay there for a few minutes or for an hour. But the sun is the same sun. But over here, the heat... If the guy would stay in this tub at this temperature forever, he would never die. He wouldn't die. The reason why he dies is because this temperature ends up rising and rising and rising and rising. So the closed-up tub is in the process of rising heat, just like a hunger. Hunger is the process of you're hungry now and he's starting to intensify. It's intrinsic, it's an intensifying thing. So the question is, do you say that you're chayav for that or not? Alright, that's my focus here. But, I mean, you could argue that if you were already, if you mamish weren't hungry at all, right, could you say if you weren't hungry at all, then everyone would say you're butter? Because that's the argument, it's because you're already hungry a little bit. Right, I mean, it could be that's what Rashi's telling you, a case where everyone would be a butter. If you really weren't hungry whatsoever, then it would be like a case where it's so kamalava or something, you know? But if you're already hungry a little bit, it just has to intensify. that's the quote. Then it's comparable to the Gigas case. Right, so far Yesh Rav Ma, it's already a little longer. I mean, how does Tosafot know this is already a little longer? I mean, is there always, what about the guy? Mama's just finished his meal. Seems, it would seem from Tosafot that if the guy really is zero longer, then it really wouldn't be. So I guess it would be good if we could explain the Machloka.
You mean the machlokas is Rav and Rav Zira?
Yeah. That's really the machlokas about the hunger.
And assuming that he's already hungry a little bit?
Yeah, let's assume so, right?
Yeah.
Is there any question about the fact?
Yeah, I don't understand what the facts of the case of the bathtub are.
I guess it's like you, let's say you put a guy in a closet. You know, so you like an airtight closet or whatever, or something like that. That what happens is it's going to slowly get hotter and hotter and hotter. Okay, so... So right now, right when you close it up, it's already hot. So that's the case. It's already hot. But not enough, not hot enough. But I guess his body heat is eventually going to heat the thing up and his breathing, whatever, is going to get hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And then he's going to end up killing him. So right now, it doesn't have sufficient heat to kill. If he'd stay in this tub forever and the temperature would have some sort of air conditioning system that it would stay the temperature forever, he could stay there forever. But it's because the heat which already exists is going to intensify, and insofar as it intensifies, it's going to kill him. So that's the question, is do you say that I'm chayiv in that case? But if there's no heat whatsoever now, like I'm in the shade, and it's just going to come later, then you know, then definitely I'm positive. You follow, Chaim?
Yeah, but let's say there's no heat in the closet. I mean, of course there's some sort of. Are you saying it already has to be really hot, or it's just like regular?
It has to be hot. No, it has to be hot. I don't really have, but it has to be hot. It can't just be like the shade. The shade is the family shade. There's no heat, or whatever. But there's no killer. But I mean, if you have no heat, there's already some heat. It's already heat, which is. I guess you have to define what exactly you mean. But I mean, because I mean. Of physics, I mean, it's always going to be heat. But here's the means, is it's already hot. You get in there, say, oh, it's hot in here. But it's not enough to kill a guy.
And the Gemara tried to prove from Rav that the Rav would say this is, pater.
It's proving, yeah, because since Rav says by Rav, you're pater, even though there's already some hunger, and still he's saying is your pater. So apparently by this case also, even though there's already some heat, still your pater. Right, otherwise Rav should have qualified it, says, well, it depends by Rav. Were you a little bit hungry, or you know, or were you not? So apparently he doesn't care. Rav, you're always pater. But he's saying, Rukzeira would say that if you by Rav, if you were already hungry, then you're going to be chayiv. Just like if it's already hot, you're going to be chayiv.
Tosis is saying that in the case where you put tied the guy in the already blazing sun, that that's already Kedei Lahamis.
Right.
Meaning, I guess, if he stays in that heat.
Right. Even if it doesn't get any hotter or any colder, you put the guy there for whatever minutes, he'll end up, he's going to die. Already has the sufficient quantity of heat to kill a guy. Of course, it may take time, but in the water also it takes time.
Ready?
Yep.
Possible idea, maybe? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So maybe the Machlokas is like we have this new action of tying up, right? So essentially that's the guy's Maisa, and there are these different factors that we're dealing with that are present with his tying. So, like, maybe the Machlokas is what does the Maisa of tying up a guy, what does that include, right? So does the Maisa only include everything that was present at the time of the actual tying, or does it include everything that extends like into the future because of your tying up of the guy, because by definition, like, you're restraining him to a certain situation. So Rava, who says that you're putter, right? So he says that it's the Maisa is restricted, like it's a classical Maisa that's restricted to your act in its own right.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then the only way you'd be chayev is to have like the full quantity, the full to like of the heat or hunger or anything like that in order to be chayev. And you don't have that here because it's building up over time. But simply put, the killing hunger is not present at the time of your Maisa, and therefore your Maisa can't be Maisa Hariga, Maisa Ritzicha. So you'd be Pater. By the quality of hunger was present at your time, so it includes and extends to any degree that's going to be built up from the hunger that was present at your time of at the time of the tying.
But why doesn't it include, like, so Kamalavo, if you're looking into the future?
Because the quality of the sun was not present at the time of your tying up. So you can't possibly say that it
reports... How do you...
What was that?
Like, how do you draw the line? Like, if you're saying is that you only look at what's present now, fine. The LMI, you're going to say you look to the future. So then why do you only look to the future and things which were already kind of present now, but not things which are present at all now?
Because it still has to be chal in your Maisa. If something is going to happen, if someone comes later and shoots him, you can't say that that was possibly part of your machshava during the Maisa. But here you're part of, like, the Maisa is tying up so that quality builds into something that will kill him.
But it's based on what's going to happen, though.
Yeah. So that's his chiddush, I guess you could say, that tying up is it includes all the quantities that build from the original presence. Like, it's an extended Maisa.
But it's not just part of your maisa, it's including things which emerge after the maisa, like the heated, I mean, or at least intensified. So, like, if it's only going by the maisa, it's one thing. If you're saying it that it includes everything which is gonna happen due to external things, then look, why don't you say the same thing? Look, you know it's gonna get sunny today. You know it's, you know, something's gonna rise. But you say, yeah, but it's not here now. So why don't I say also the quantity of heat isn't here now?
I mean, that's what I was saying. I think like it has to be. You have to look back at your maisa and say that act of that facet of the murder was found in your original maisa, because now you're gone. So if you tied him up, then you can't possibly. If you tied him up and the son wasn't there, you can't possibly say that you tied him up with a killer son. Like it has to be found in your maisa.
Right, but then it's not a killer son if it's not enough heat to kill a guy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, since the son was out during your maisa, even though it wasn't the full quantity by definition, since tying up is a maisa, is an extended maisa, which binds you to a certain situation, so then it allows for that quality to emerge in a different degree. But if it wasn't there in the first place, then and what are you gonna say? That's not included in your regular maisa.
So you're saying is that if the thing is there and it's just lacking in quantity, so the thing is considered like it's already there.
Well, not to its fullest degree, but it's the quality of it is there. It's still included in your maisa, but it's like a conditional type of thing that allows for its increase over time.
What does Rava hold?
Rava holds that no, we're dealing with a standard maisa. You can't be mechadish these new types of maisas, you know. So it's just a standard maisa. Therefore, we look at his maisa, and if it is, and therefore he requires the son to be in its fullest degree of like killing, it has to be a bona fide killing son.
Right.
Like we don't have this whole idea of extended maisa.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think it has to be a little clearer. But I hear what you're trying to say. Anyone else?
Right, Theater?
Yes.
This could be similar to what you're just saying, but maybe like... It's like it seems like this area is sort of related to... like the previous case of Mitzamsen, where we're like talking about like a guy using his makshava to figure out how to kill a guy. But like maybe you could have said that like you can't just rely exclusively on a guy's makshava. Like there has to be some sort of like something objective in the situation itself, and then your makshava can like capitalize upon that in order to turn it into like a full blown maaser tzicha. But like a purely like abstract machshava to kill a guy is not something that's relevant vis-a-vis like defining what you're talking, defining your action as a maaser tzicha. So like if you just have a guy who's not hungry at all and you tie him up in front of a thing, like that's not, like it's true your machshava is that in 5-10 hours whatever, like he's gonna be very hungry and I'm gonna kill him. But like since there's no hunger now, it's not like the force of his death, the hunger, is not there yet. There's no like expression of the hunger at this point. And so we can't rely like exclusively on your abstract das to define it as a maaser tzicha. But when you have like where it's a little bit hot, or when he's a little bit hungry, then like the force of murder is already present, and now like that combined with your das can render it a maaser tzicha. Like you've made, it's almost like you've made clear in like a more objective framework like how you plan on killing the guy, you know?
Okay, and the other side?
The other side is that like you can rely just exclusively on the das to.
Oh no! The facts aren't that. The facts are that if he's
there,
no one's gonna say a chayim.
If you're what?
If you're not hungry at all, then no one's gonna say a word. My focus is if you are hungry a little bit, is that enough, or you say still it doesn't work?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll think about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it's saying good. I just think you have to get the question better. Like, what's the question? Mahoga. Okay, anyone else? Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe the question is, let's just start with the Hunger Games.
Okay, the Hunger Games.
So do you say, like, what kills him? Or like this, is that you have two things. You have hunger, and you have starvation. Okay? Like, right now, I'm hungry. But I'm not starving. Like, starvation, like, deathly starving, you know? Like, people in Ethiopia are starving. I'm hungry. Okay, so, like, do you look at those things as, like, quantitatively differentiated or different quality? Okay? I mean, in a certain sense, you'll say, well, it's different. I'm hungry. And if you just up that a lot, you'll become starving, and I'll die. But on the other hand, like, in terms of human experience, you could argue those are two different qualitative things. It's true, in terms of physics, they come about through or biology, it's through an increase in quantity. But it's, in terms of the framework of man, those are two totally different qualities. Starving and hunger are a different thing. Okay, similar by heat. You say, like, there's, like, boiling to death and hot. So, yeah, like, I'm hot. I just lowered the heat. It's hot in here. But, I mean, is that the same thing as boiling? Boiling to death? Just quantitatively, you know, just up the quantity? Or do you say that those are two different qualitative things? Although in physics it's really just a matter of quantity, but in terms of the human experience, one's a killer, and one's just uncomfortable. So if you consider it that they're really, let's go back to the hunger, if you say that they're really two different qualities, there's hunger and there's starvation, so then what I did is I put him into a state of hunger. But hunger doesn't kill. Hunger doesn't kill, starvation kills. Now it's true, hunger will turn into starvation, but that's so kamalavo. It's gonna come, the new quality of starvation I know is gonna come, just like I know that the sun is gonna rise and make the guy boiling hot. But currently, the quality of starvation doesn't exist. That's the type of starvation. So I'm just tying up a guy who's hungry. So Pamalava. But if you say that really those are, in their essence, they're really just they're quantitatively differentiated. I mean, hungry, 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 starving. And it's all just a quantitative thing. So basically, I tied the guy up in a state of hunger. And that's the hunger is what killed him. Now, it's true, it had an increase in quantity. But then I'd say, like what Yehuda said, I mean, hunger is a killer. And you put him into the face of a killer. And then it's just a matter of the quantity. So it just had an increase in quantity, but that's the phenomenon of a killer. Hunger's a killer. Or heat. I put him in heat. Heat's a killer. Now, it's true. It needs more quantity, but it's essentially, it's a killer. The heat is a killer. You following me?
Yeah.
Rabbi Feder?
Wow, a lot of people like it.
A lot of D-Max like it.
Was that Jeremy? Don't be afraid.
No, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So is the
Is the question just so we are trying to figure out just how really this Maaser Tzicha is being, like the real question is just how this goes back, like how this is incorporated in the Maaser Tzicha, correct?
Yeah, or is it incorporated in the Maaser
Tzicha? Right, is it incorporated? Right, like the question isn't really like is the killing force present, is the killing force not present? It's is the killing force present insofar as it is a Maaser Tzicha?
Right, I guess the question is what is the Rotzeach? Like when you say like, what's the killer? Hello. We all back on?
Yeah.
Okay, we still got some ringers, right?
Yeah, Danny and Rindy.
Yeah. Do they not hear it ringing? Yeah, so the saying is like the Rotzeach. Question is like, what is the Rotzeach? I mean, what is the killer? Because on the one hand, in the framework of like, what's killing him is in terms of physics or biology, what's killing him is hunger, and hunger already exists. But you could say is that that even though in a biological framework, the framework of Ritzicha looks at things in so far as their capacity to kill, and as far as their capacity to kill, these things which would physicists would say are quantitatively differentiated, the framework of Ritzicha are different qualities. So that's the question. It's like, does the framework of Ritzicha recognize the things as different qualitative entities? And if so, then you'll say is that you didn't do a Maaser Tzicha because you put the guy into hunger. But hunger doesn't kill. Starvation which kills. Or you put the guy in heat, but heat doesn't kill. It's boiling which kills. But that's if you recognize that the framework of Ritzicha differentiates these into two different entities, the different qualities. But if you say that the framework of that since these things in the underlying core are really the quantitatively differentiated, it's really the same thing, then you'll say is that it's a Maaser Tzicha because you utilize the Horeg was Mezuman. That's the question, is the Horeg Mezuman? Was the thing that the killer present? The killer is present and you did a Maaser Tzicha because you manipulated, you put him into the killer. So if you say the killer is heat, so you put him in the heat. So yeah, it needs quantity, but okay, fine, but you put him in the face of the killer. But if you say that the killer is excessive heat, is boiling, so you didn't do it, though it wasn't in someone, it's just soap lava. But it wasn't present, it's not present in your action. Do you follow me?
So really, it's a chiddush on Rav Zera's part because up to now we've been saying that your maaser can recognize quantitative factors.
Let me think about that for a second. You mean Rav Zera is saying chayav?
Right.
He's saying that it's the same quality. That it's the same. It's the same. Same quality of. Why are you saying it's a chayav? I mean, I don't know. I don't follow your point. I'm not sure, but why are you saying it's a chiddush or is there a chiddush?
Because Rav Zera is saying that even though they're the same quality, they're still quantitatively differentiated. But up until now, we haven't been dealing with anything where your maaser can still will recognize anything within the same quality, even if it's quantitatively differentiated.
Well, this is the first time we've really considered this type of thing, no?
Right.
So the question is really, it's like a new question. It's like, how do you treat a killer which is based on quantity? Do you consider that the killer exists really at the get-go once the quality emerges? Or you say that the killer is really only the new, the quantity makes the new quality and that creates the shame of a killer?
But wouldn't it be simpler to like to attack the... To attack the exact Maaser they were doing here, and not like Maaser Tzicha in general. Like you were saying that, like according to Rav Zera, like, this is an idea in Maaseh Ratzicha, like, as a whole. Where I was saying, like, this is a chiddush, Rav Zeira's chiddush is in regard to the Maaseh of tying up a guy.
Well, tying up is a case of Mitzamtim. Right? And Mitzamtim is using the forces of nature to kill. And that's the thing, is they set down from the previous cases that if using the force of nature to kill, you see from the case of Sov Kama Lava, or the Kama is there, this split, that what matters is your Mitzamtim, is the Horeg Mizuman, is the killer present, or is the killer not present? So that's already, that's like set down from before this. Now, what I'm saying is, there's a natural question, is when you have this thing, which is partially present, but not fully, so that's the question is, do you say that that's considered present or not? So I'm saying that depends upon whether or not it's you define that as the killer or not.
Yeah, but wasn't Rashi saying that by the case of Rav, it's not the guy is not Mizuman?
Yeah, but that was what we said, is that it seems from Rashi, he's talking about where the guy's not hungry at all. If the guy's not hungry at all, then definitely it's not Mizuman.
Oh, that's what we concluded?
I mean, well, the thing is, it depends. I mean, because the truth is that he's really, I think Rashi's a little bit vague, perhaps on purpose, because, see, this is within Rava. So according to Rava, we really always consider it like it's not Mizuman, because the killer is starvation, and that's not Mizuman. You know what I mean? But in the case where, that's why I'm not sure what if he told. Either way, I mean, he's within Rava. So within Rava, it's not Mizuman in the case of Rava, because it's not starvation.
Right.
But so he's talking about it like the thing isn't there. You know, the Horeg isn't Mizuman. Because, you know, he's in kind of a Horeg B'Meila, the Holy Plachazak. It gets strong into, you know, comes on its own. But I think that's like the start of the quality which kills comes about later on. So, I mean, I'm not sure if Rashi could be not getting into the fine points, Rava versus Rabbi Zeira. At this point, he's just taking a regular case of Rav, is where the guy, the hunger really isn't there altogether. That definitely is not similar. But, I mean, it lends itself to reading the other way also, because according to Rava, it doesn't really matter. Even if he is hungry, it's still the same thing, because it's a holy chumitzchazik. He's right, the quality which exists now really isn't really a killer. It's only the new quality which is a killer. I'm not saying you can't go the other way. I understand the way you're going. You're defining it as how do you define the Maaseh of the tying him up. I have no problem with that. I just think you have to make it smarter a little better.
Right.
And you have to get your size better. You know, I didn't go that way. I know I didn't go that way. I understand what you're saying. It's a different way to go. I don't see why it's necessarily a better way to go, but I think it's a good way to go. But I think you have to get a clear smarter.
Right.
I mean?
Yep.
I try to think about it a little more. It's interesting. I mean, I honestly didn't think of that. I didn't think about it that way. So, I mean, this is the way I went. But I try to think about if I could think, you know, you personally come up with far that way, and I could try to think about why, whether one way is better or worse. And I didn't really think about it. It's hard for me to say bad judgment right now. I'll try to think about it.
All right.
It's a good point. Yes, Chaim.
I'm a little bit confused as to the svara that you're giving. Which case are you trying to explain? The Rav, or are you trying to explain the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Zeira?
Well, it's the same thing. The Machlokes Rabbi Zeira and Rav and Rabbi Zeira is both by Rav and by the Chav, by the Kegel. Because the proof of that is because the Gemara is proving which way Rav holds about the Kegel from how he holds about the Rav. You see, the Gemara is saying is that they're really they're one and the same. They have the same halacha. Follow me?
I think so. Yeah, I see why they're the same thing. Okay, yeah.
The same thing, because in both of them, the quality which is killed already exists, be it the heat or the hunger, but it's lacking in the quantity. It doesn't. You could argue that heat is qualitatively differentiated from boiling, and hunger is qualitatively differentiated from starving. But physically, biologically, they're the same thing. Hunger and starving is the same, and heat and boiling is the same.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Okay, someone else? Any other question? Okay. Okay, so I guess what I'd like to do next is, I guess, presumably tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen. I assume tomorrow should be good, right? If we either like this or in person, but... So I guess the Tushim. Okay, the case of the ants. Did that come before the lion? In the Gemara, the lion came first, right?
Yeah.
But the lion's harder. Let's do the ants first. Okay, well, let's do the ants. So you have Machlokas by ants. Okay? You say
right
that...
Here. Well, I don't know if it makes a difference, but when we looked up Yatushim, I think it was mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, okay, fine. Okay. Anyone have a different, what does art scroll say? Does anyone have art scroll? Okay, so whatever, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Thank you, though. So the question is, do you say, if you put them in front of the mosquitoes, do you say that, look, the mosquitoes are present? You put them in the mosquitoes, and therefore you're chayav. Or you say, no, that they're different mosquitoes. Mosquitoes which killed them are different than these mosquitoes. Right? Oh, we'll see the Chiddushei Aran. The Chiddushei Aran, I think, talks about it. I have to look. I haven't looked at it, but I have my notes for the Chiddushei Aran. So you can look at the Chiddushei Aran this Gemara. They're not the Ran in the back. The Chiddushei Aran. If someone finds it, perhaps you could just email the... You know, the HebrewBooks.org. Does someone want to do that? Someone volunteer to do that or not?
Yeah, I have the Sefer, so if you want, I can just send it out, or if I don't find the Hebrew books.
Oh, but you mean you can just scan it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so either one, that'll be good. So thank you. All
right.
Okay, so any question? Okay, so we'll do that, and I'll read the lion also. I don't know if the mosquitoes will take us the whole time, so we'll take up the... We'll try to get into the lion also. The lion's harder. It's hard to figure out the lion. Oh, there's a Tosos, by the way. There's a Tosos online. I forgot about that. Where's the Tosos? I have my notes. Tosos is, Kasof Ne'ari. Yeah, he talks about the difference between the Ari and the lion. There's Tosos. Rashi and Tosos online. But if, first you could do, look at the... One second. Yeah, I guess you should look at Tosos before you even do the Yitushim. Look at the Tosfos, because Tosfos explains the case of the mosquitoes a little bit. I mean, so I'm just going to look at Pshat on the Tosfos, because it talks about Yitushim, but then define the Machlokas by Yitushim, and then we'll turn to Ari. Okay, is there any questions? Alrighty, so have a good night, guys, and I'll speak tomorrow. So, Yehuda, I guess you could send out the, I don't know, maybe if you could send the tape to Sam, I guess, and maybe he'll put it up?
Yeah.
To whoever, I guess send it to the group, whoever wasn't here.